American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 10th day of March 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time, folks. See, we're so special here, we go by Central Time and not the Eastern Establishment Time. So at any rate, Thursday, and who do we have in studio? We've got Desi Andrews, Dr. Bill Veit, and I've got...
Special treat.
Somebody out there in the hinterland in California.
Special treat.
And that's Marcia Duer. Marcia, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Bill.
You know, what are you doing out in California?
Working.
Playing.
Playing, did you say?
Yes, well, it turned work into play.
I gotcha.
Marcia never plays. She just has a good time working.
I guess the topic for today is going to be home rule and centering around an issue that's very near and dear to our hearts down here in Texas. But before you listeners out there across radio land in this country go, I wonder what this is going to be about. This is going to be something that's going to affect you. We have a little project going on. I call it fascism. That's where we have the public-private partnerships that we're seeing. And down here, I had a friend of mine sitting here. He just, before the program, said, you know, what is with people? They don't recognize this.
Privatization? Is that what you mean?
Privatization.
Privatization.
How can people be so stupid as to fall for this?
Because they haven't seen it before. Marcia and I went to a movie called The Corporation about 2 months ago. I'm longer than that, whenever. I just sent off for those DVDs that are available on that, Marcia. So,
excellent.
I sent him an email today. And it talked about privatization, and what we're seeing here is the precursor to exactly what happened in Colombia, in Bolivia, where they actually sold the water rights, including the rainwater rights, to Bechtel Corporation, the Bolivian government did, and the people finally stopped that after they lost their houses and were built up the Ying. But this toll road business is the beginning of total privatization in the United States. Make no mistakes about it. First it will be the roads, then it will be the air, the water. Total privatization.
Well, we've heard them. They've talked about water. That's a resource that they figure they have to manage, that Mother Earth can't manage the rain cycle, evaporation, and rivers and streams and lakes and the whole nine yards.
Well, it's like Marcia and I were watching that corporation, and they said in it, some executives said in it, who better to manage these things than us?
Business is business.
Right.
Bill, you made a point. I was talking with you last night, and you made a point about the banks are in on this deal, and they figure it's just natural course of business. Business is business. Let's go out there, front the money for the toll roads. And I said, well, how would the banks feel if I stood in front of their doors and charged admission for their customers? Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Kind of the same thing.
We'll pick all this up. Marcia Duer in California, in studio, Dr. Bill Veit, Desi Andrews, and of course, yours truly. And we'll get this thing rolling right after this short break.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Off of the website, austintollparty.com, to give folks an overview of what's going on here, they put a letter that you can sign on to under the website. It says, as a Texan, I'm aware of Rick Perry's mandate for all Texas cities and towns to accept toll roads. This mandate is producing irresponsible and sloppy toll plans all over Texas. Central Texas is the first to be threatened with the wide-ranging negative consequences that the Perry, I think this is Crucey, Ogden, HB 3588 created. The process for the plan was rushed. It ignored all input from the community and lacked any flexibility or compromise. We are not opposed to all toll roads, as they say, as they've been done in the past as additional new roads with investor bonds. We do, however, vehemently oppose how this plan seizes more than $100 million of our tax-paid roads, folks, that's roads we already paid for, and the projects in Austin and converts them over to toll roads. The majority of the roads in the double tax plan are financed with 80% of our tax dollars, and three of the toll roads are 100% financed with our tax dollars. Now, this plan forces toll roads on almost every daily commute highway in Austin. This has never been done before in our country. Now, folks, this is not just about toll roads. This is the issue at hand. This is the thing that popped up. But they're after all the privatization of all resources, all of them.
This is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning. You're seeing a new wave here in America.
And the reason I wanted Marcia to be on today is because Marcia is an expert in home rule cities.
Oh, don't call me expert. I hate that word.
What are you, Marcia?
Oh, I've done some reading about it.
Okay, she's done some reading about home rule cities. And since Austin itself is a home rule city, as a lot of these home rule cities are, Marcia, tell us exactly what that means. And
well, years ago I was working and interacting with the public lands, and I saw the kind of the lands being ceded to the United Nations under the UN biodiversity treaties, and I started to do some work. There was an organization called the National Federal Lands Conference that was objecting. There was an attorney out of Lusk, Wyoming, who was one of the spearheads of the National Federal Lands Conference. So I went and started to read of what they were bringing together about the access to public lands, because we began to see, even 10 years ago, the access to public lands and people who were miners or who had claims on public lands just being run over. They've been on there sometimes for generations, and buildings and establishments that they had there were just being bulldozed or burned down, and they were literally being run off the public land. So it was really something that was acutely interesting to me, because I was interacting with the public lands. And a lot of people, farmers, had grazing leases on public lands, and they were being run off. And what we saw was that in many instances there was a thing called home rule that really, and I found the 1930 governor's report in California on home rule, where he was literally defined the county's boundaries, and the report was really a pat on the back, because California at that time was touted as the leader in the home rule provisions. So I started wondering about what is home rule, and home rule is really a local charter, the ability for citizens to come together at a local level and write a charter for organizing themselves as the government with regard to the resources in their area. The home rule provisions, that charter, literally, when the people in an area put together a home rule charter, and then they vote on it, they decide that that's going to be the way that their community operates, they bring it forward and lodge it at the state level. That charter sat on an equal par with legislature. Those items that are addressed in the local charter could not come under the legislative provisions, because the people in the community had their own charter to relate to them. And I saw that as an incredibly powerful concept. And one of the things that was happening at the time is that there was a mandate from the state for the counties in California to rewrite their general plans, to kind of like we saw in Lincoln's Reconstruction after the war. He put everything under military rule. Now he says to the states, bring a constitution forward that we can accept as the constitution for the state. It really was the rewriting of the state constitutions. And we had a mandate from the state level into the county where I was to rewrite the general plan. It was time for that. So at that time, in 1992, 93, I literally brought a home rule. We had a home rule resolution passed in the county, and then I was trying to form the general plan committee into seeing the ability and seeing the power of what a home rule charter can really do. Unfortunately, they couldn't see that, and there was a lot of momentum to just come under the general plan, which leaves us in the legislative provisions. But that's really what I saw, the power of a home rule. When people in a community throw forward their intention to be under home rule, literally write the charter and agree upon their local government, it has a greater impact than just sitting back and taking the default or the privatization that we're seeing.
Well, now, Austin is run by a city council and a mayor, and the charter is pretty all, it says that they can pretty well do anything they want to. Austin City can. as long as it's within the bounds of the Constitution. It doesn't appear that the people have any input whatsoever in this form of what's going on here. What do we do about that?
Well, as I understand, Austin is really declared to be, or the intention of the people is to be a home rule community, right?
Yes.
So what you do is begin to organize yourselves, look at the whatever charter you're operating under now, redesign it from the perspective of your intention for home rule. Obviously, from the federal level, where the feds want to bring everything under uniform laws. And one of the things that we saw with regard to the public lands and the National Federal Lands Conference is that the reason that they were making this broad sweep and getting everybody off of the federal lands is because under the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty, they were ceding the federal lands to the United Nations Charter, and what we're literally seeing, and we think it's coming from Washington, and it's not at all. It goes farther than that. It goes to our relationship with the United Nations. And what we've got to do is, as people, rethink ourselves, look at what charter we're operating under, and basically recall that charter and place our intentions more clearly for those people who are managing and handling our affairs.
So we can recall the charter?
I would think so.
Does that have to go to a vote?
I would think so. The people really have to come together and rethink the way that they're governed. Instead of operating on how we think it is or how we think it should be, you've got to really look and reexamine how it is and then look to see what is not exercising the will and the intent of the people and reestablish the will of the people in a written directive, and that would necessarily mean the people coming together in order to give new directions to their trustees for the fund, for the account, for the county, for the city, for the municipalities.
Okay, well, I'll just catch you cold flat-footed here. Austin, about 95% of the people in Austin are up in arms over this proposed toll system. And the toll system is just absolutely unbelievable. I looked the other day. It goes straight through Dallas, north and west, the toll roads. It goes around Houston, and it takes over every major road, even semi-major road in Austin. I mean, it goes in circles and loops and around the proposed toll road, so it ties up every single artery in and out of Austin.
I would guess, and I don't have it in front of me, but I would guess if you went and got a copy of the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty that was enacted, I think, in 1992, and they've developed maps of the entire United States. Under the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty, they have the United States mapped out into what they call areas of compliance, areas of habitability. And they have corridors between the areas of habitability that are typically allowed for human habitation. One of the things in all my travels, because I travel so much, and as I'm looking at that map in my mind, and I'm watching as you go through, you see all these walls that are going up that are supposedly sound barriers, and the dividers going up between the highways so that they're supposedly for safety.
Marcia, the gates they have, if you look at a lot of the freeway constructions, they actually have gates.
Absolutely.
Under a lot of these underpasses.
When you see the map, you begin to see the areas of the corridors between the areas that we're allowed to inhabit. Literally what they're doing is imposing the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty. And those areas, those corridors between the approved areas of compliance and habitability, there are some areas in the public lands that no human is allowed to inhabit.
Does that corridor sound familiar?
Well, this just recently here in Texas, they've been referring to this toll road project 35 as being the Texas corridor.
It's the Trans-Texas corridor.
But what most people don't realize is that this is verbiage right out of the United Nations.
Right.
We'll take the break here. Desi Andrews, Dr. Bill Veith on the phone from California, Marcia Dewar, yours truly, John Stadtmiller. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side with more.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value, a great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well, real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
We're back. We're trying to straighten out a computer that is, for some reason, it doesn't like you, Desi. It just went haywire. It loves you. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We have so many toll-free numbers anymore, I can't keep them straight.
Bill had a question for Marcia.
Yeah, Marcia, what is your explanation for the blockades that are coming up between the highway? You know, you have a four-lane highway and a grassy area between it, and then they put the blockade up between them, the concrete boundary.
That's a really good question. One of the things that I think is, you know, traffic control. They say that it literally is because to avoid accidents and catastrophic loss, and they give us all, and they said all those big walls along the side were sound barriers so that the sound doesn't transfer to communities beside it. But when you travel as much as I do and you see it going basically first in the cities and then like between cities, and you see the maps, you begin to see that it really, the cost of putting up all those barriers and those walls does not justify offsetting, I mean, you certainly don't have that many accidents that it costs so much that you would spend that much to put up the
right
walls and the barriers.
Well, and you would need traffic control, flow control, if you're going to make more toll roads.
And if you're going to now lay down the law and people are going to try to resist it,
right,
what you would do is you would build up, and you can see on the maps those what they call corridors between the areas of compliance. Then what you literally do is you set up the corridor so that traffic is more controllable, people trying to get out of there
right
are controllable. I see them personally as dangerous from a lot of perspectives. Number one, because of that control factor. And number two, because what happens if you see in California, for instance, when we had in Oakland the whole freeway collapsed and people were trying to get off the freeways and go off in some other alternative route. And what like the hurricane or the tsunami was coming, you're stopped there. There's no way for you to get off the freeway. If you had four-wheel drive and you could go over land, you can't get past those walls.
Well, and also, if you're going to have checkpoints, if you're going
exactly
to have driver checkpoints, you don't want people diving off at any given moment or doing UEs where it says emergency vehicles only along
exactly
our nation's highways. And also, it must be remembered, when they planned the I-30 Texas super toll road here from Austin toward Dallas, they weren't even considering putting in exits or entrances. It was to have limited access. I mean, you could literally go for miles and miles and miles and not be able to get off of the stupid thing.
Yeah.
Well, we understand that's happening in other states. So do we have a solution, Marcia?
Well, I don't know. The first solution you've got to do is just really get your perspective bigger and see how what's going on with you fits into the into that treaty, that biodiversity treaty. It is one of the, if people who have not looked at the biodiversity treaty cannot really understand the danger that treaty really is. It goes into so many different areas and so many levels. The first time I looked at the map that they plotted out every single square inch of the United States under this treaty, you just cannot believe it until you see it for your own eyes.
So is there any way, and let's say that 95% of the people in Austin are galvanized against this thing. They want to stop the toll roads to begin with.
Yes.
There is a possibility that we can go in and change the charter to reflect the people of Austin having control over their natural resources. Is that right?
And you've also got to do something to invalidate the ceding of the United States to the United Nations that brings it under that treaty and under the agreements of these international corridors.
Well, how about by state? I mean, we're not even talking the United States. We're talking what in the world are they doing in the state of Texas?
Yes. Well, you in that treaty, and you're going to have to look to see how has the state of Texas been ceded under these, because, you know, pursuant to treaties, pursuant to the Constitution, are supposedly legal and binding. I think that there's some, but we have to wake up and we have to challenge somehow the constitutionality of those treaties upon which they're relying.
And Marcia, that's a great point, because people have suggested, and they tried a recall down here to recall Mayor Will Wynn, a couple of the city council members, but that's just unplugging certain components from the matrix. They will plug back in
absolutely
whatever they want. That charter is what is of most significance here, because, you know, for something as devastating as this, there is no voter referendum even on this. You know, I mean, say that we had a direct democracy in this country, 90% of these people would tell them flat out, no, we don't want this. Go back to the drawing board, figure something else out.
And what Desi was saying to me on the phone is they're saying, well, they don't need it bonded. They don't need the people of Austin to ratify. They don't need that those kind of things. And she's saying, by what authority? By what authority? Well, you have to draw back and you have to look at the context of it. It's by the authority, presumably, of a treaty. And we know that treaties that are pursuant to the Constitution are legal and binding, and that the treaties pursuant to the Constitution are the law of the land. And since we're not a party to the Constitution, and I mean, who's bonding the damage to the people? And if we come forward with some kind of other bonded or support provision supported by the people in Austin, it may put that treaty into enough of a
challenge. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
What Marcia Duer is talking about, in case this audience does not know it, talking about the United Nations and the management of our lands and resources, water, air, the ground that you walk on, folks. If you see the overlays of the map through the United Nations charters, what is literally prohibited, us Americans, you know, we the people, the landholders, the people that really give people power, is they've got it mapped out. They have their zones that are not to be inhabited by man at all. They have corridors in which you can travel to one controlled area to the other. They have their rivers initiatives. They have all kinds of initiatives, biospheres, you name it. The United Nations is now in control of our property. And what you're starting to see is this privatization program, non-governmental organizations, I guess you could call them, that are jumping on board, and they're going to be there to help manage and make money off of what was once ours. Basically, that's it. And if you do the overlay of all of these maps, here's a thought for you, folks. 70% of our inhabitable land in this country is gone forever for our use. That is the grand plan. Now, we're talking about a key component here today. We're talking about the toll roads that, make no mistake about it, and I don't care if you're from Rhode Island, I don't care if you're from Florida, Pennsylvania, Washington State, wherever you are, this is the blueprint for it all.
It's coming.
Why they picked Central Texas to do this, maybe they thought we were asleep down here. But, and it's not the easiest place to do something like this, but maybe they figured that they could pull it off here, they could do it anywhere.
Well, I guess we'll have to look at the treaty and see if we were the compliant ones, according to their...
What I've seen in other places is that, like in Southern California, there are toll roads going up, they're all kinds of things are becoming just quietly, and it's like the thumbscrews or the frog in the hot water. Just a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, the language starts coming in first, and the whole thought starts coming in, and not everybody is as awake as a people of Austin. So in Southern California, they have the toll roads, and in the Northern California, they've got the bridges up here where they had a dollar toll on the bridge, and then it went to $2, and then it went to $3, and it just is like, and you see the language starting to coming in. I cringe every time somebody says Habitat for Humanity. We see the language start coming from these treaties, and then we're kind of like, and we're weaned from our sovereign thinking into the terms and conditions of the treaties, and by the time we wake up and to do anything about it, it's too late.
We have loaded phones here, and quite a few of these callers are from Texas, but we have people that are interested in this subject from all around the country. Let's go to first Florida. John in Florida, hello. What's on your mind this afternoon, John?
Good afternoon or evening, ladies and gentlemen, depending on where you are.
Hi, John.
I have a question for John, a question for Marcia, but before that, allow me to comment on this business about building along the highways barriers to prohibit people from, let's say, escaping. You know, it would be really terrific if they could do the same along our southern border. Better yet, maybe some of the former members of the East German elite Felix Dzerzhinsky Brigade of the Border Guard, who I'm sure manned the Berlin Wall, or maybe consult Marcus Wolf, who now, as I understand it, is part of Homeland Security.
You betcha. East Stasi secret police.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, to Marcia first, okay? Talking about home rule, Marcia, I'm wondering, you know, you guys are concerned about the toll roads there, but I, for a while now, have been trying to extrapolate the possibility of home rule into something like the Second Amendment has happened in some communities, both pro and con. Pro in Kennesaw, Georgia, where they mandate that everybody that lives there has to have a firearm in their residence. And there's some other town that I think, like, you know, is up in Illinois or somewhere that has done just the contrary. You know, is that what's going on in these communities, home rule?
Well, basically what's happened is we've pretty much thrown up our hands. We don't really, you know, maybe a hot news to a lot of people, but your vote doesn't count. So when you go to the polls and you do these things, and we've just really thrown away and limited our ability to impact the government, and these guys, under a doctrine that's called parens patria, says that when the people don't show up to do what it is that they're needed to do in order to have a government of the people, that there's a duty for the government to act. So what we have is we've declared home rule. We said, oh, yeah, let's resolve for home rule and let's decide what's going on. Then we all show up for the elections. We elect somebody, put them in office, and we all go home and brush our hands off like the job is done.
And go to sleep.
When in fact, the job is just beginning. And when we don't do the job, I mean, I saw it in court. The courts are talking to these juveniles in there, and the parents say nothing. They don't object. They're literally incompetent to do anything. So when we're incompetent, somebody will show up to do the job for us.
Uh-huh.
So we said, oh, yeah, we want to be a home rule community, but we haven't written the charter. We haven't defined of what our community is going to say about the exercise of the Second Amendment. And understand, the Constitution is a compact that the citizens are not a party to. So when we come together as citizens and we make a compact that we're going to hold our fiduciaries, our trustees who are there in the office running under a contract that we've brought, it's a very different dynamic than abrogating our responsibilities and hoping it's done well.
So even if we do write a new charter and get the people to pass on it, we have to stay alert to keep them on the path.
Vigilance, eternal. What does it say about vigilance?
Freedom is not free. One thing.
It says it has to be eternal.
Eternal vigilance.
Yeah. Well, you got my wheels turning, but I won't carry on further in what you've commented on. I'll just ponder it and get back in some other day. May I direct something, though, to John?
Yes, sir.
I think it was either the night before last or last night. Things are getting kind of fuzzy with me, but I think it was on the Coast to Coast program with George Neary that he interviewed somebody named Andre Eggleshan, who has written a book called Thieves in the Temple. You know anything about what I'm mentioning?
No.
Well, this may be somebody that you could get on to interview. He seems to have a book out that deals extensively in the capitalist system, the dynamics of Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It was the most enlightening interview, and, I mean, it just made my jaw drop that the guy, what's his name, George Neary, had this person on his program.
Okay, and who was the person's name, and what was the book again?
His name is Andre Eggleshan. Now, I have no idea how that's spelled. I took a stab, and I thought it might be Eggleshan.
Okay.
Something like that. But the title of the book, and it's just out now in print, so it's hot, is called Thieves in the Temple.
All right. And what was the subject, just briefly, what was the subject matter? What was the topic?
Well, he had them on for the better part of 3 hours, okay, and they talked about basically finance, money, the system that now governs the Western world, capitalism.
How corporations took over, right, John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jekyll Island and how it got started. He went back to, like, you know, the time of the colonies and brought up the fact that this nation was basically founded as a corporate entity long before the 13 colonies existed.
Charters.
And I think that that's a very cogent perspective, because the money is the law. And one of the things that I really wanted to address is we say our tax dollars, our money, our stuff is going to pay for it, when in fact the money that we're circulating, that the last thing we want to talk about is changing the money system. That is not our money. That is private money,
and
the money is the law.
Exactly. You spoke about the fractional reserve system, you know.
Yeah.
CFR and all the alphabet soup agencies that are in our government, et cetera, et cetera. But maybe you should touch base with George Neary, John, if you can.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks,
thank
John.
You. Appreciate
thank you
it. All right, yeah. well, let's back up here a little bit, because it's just not the flaws that were in the Constitution. It's just not the money, but it is the way that this government was flipped. We've talked about it endlessly here on this program.
Well, and war powers is a big part of it, isn't it?
War powers, reconstruction, ladies and gentlemen in the country, everything got flipped, everything got started to get centralized. Now you're starting to see the fruition of the grand plan of centralized government.
Right.
That's not what this government was about. As a matter of fact, the founders, in their infinite wisdom, sometimes they made some blunders, but in their infinite wisdom, broke everything down in this country that was controllable by the people. And that was state and county.
And that started from the time that George Washington was put into office. As a matter of fact, it started even, you know, there was a lot of sabotage going on before that. But one of the things that most people don't understand is that there were 8 presidents before George Washington. And there were each state had their own money system. Each state was like a separate nation, had its own money supply. And from the time of George Washington moving forward, most of the presidents have been genetically related.
Right. And you know, the Revolutionary War never ended. Just the military campaign ended. There are different ways to fight wars. You can fight wars economically, politically, diplomatically, and militarily. And just because the military part ended, that did not really end the Revolutionary War.
Exactly. It left it with the perception of a civil government.
Right.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Yes, I was wondering, I wanted to ask a question that, well, anybody who can answer it. You were talking about the biodiversity, UN biodiversity issue, and possibly, you know, how to challenge a treaty. I was thinking people that own property in the whatever state they're in that may come under that map, if they were to perfect a federal land patent on that and try to achieve an alloidal, I believe it's called alloidal title.
Alloidal
title to that property, how exactly could the state and or federal government cede that to any other entity?
Well, the first question is, does it have to be federal? Desi?
Well, I think part of the problem is we don't have any defined borders. I think that the state of, well, I know that the state of Texas is a political subdivision of the federal government, or Washington, D.C., or Congress, or whoever you want to call them. So, and we have no defined borders in our Constitution. Therefore, we're just simply a political subdivision. I think the first thing we have to do, when Marcia talked about borders, that just reminded me, you know, we have to stake out our city border, our county border, and our state border, and we have to make certain that no intruders are allowed in. Right, Marcia?
That's very much. And you have to go, again, back to the beginning of the money, because every single piece of private property that is in ownership or in perception of ownership today has had some grant or patent issued on that private land. And when he's talking about allodial title, what he's talking about is pulling forward into your and claiming that original ownership. Now, any piece of property that has ever entered into a banking relationship has had what is placed on it is called a shetar, S-H-E-T-A-R. And it is under the fundamental principles of the Talmud and the Jewish relationship that shetar is placed. And the ones that I have seen say, regardless of whether the financial instruments on the surface are satisfied, paid in full, that interest in the land as the shetar remains intact. So whoever holds that shetar has a primary interest in the land, even though we think we're the owners. The thing is, like I said, we have to get real about what's really happening, not just how we think it is or how we think it should be.
And to make modifications or variants on the theme is not going to solve the problem.
No. Exactly. And that's why we get hammered on mortgages. That's why a lot of things, because we address on the surface what we see or what we know, when underneath it there are a lot of things that we don't know.
Right, and that Jewish shetar, that's one of the ugliest things that ever happened. And they can come back 20 years, 30 years after you pay off your property and take it, because they could still, it's an interest. But Bill, that's another by what authority.
Yeah, Bill, I was just going to say, the one thing that I recoil at is having to go in and reinforce what was laid out for us to begin with. In other words, property was key. The reason why in this country that people could only vote for public officials is if they were property owners, because these are the people that had a stake in things. And
they were the sovereign.
That's exactly right. And then we since changed that. I heard an explanation the other day on C-SPAN, believe this or not, some politician was saying that, well, people that rent apartments, they're actually paying property taxes. Well, yeah, okay, the cost of their rent, I'm sure that the landlord, if he's worth his salt, is deferring the cost of his property tax onto the tenants of that property. But that doesn't officially make that person a property taxpayer, if you see where I'm going. But the problem I'm having with this is that we've got to go in and reinforce and try to take back from these people what they're stealing from us. I don't like that idea.
We just have to stop it.
Because we can't modify this. We can't make it better, because this is going to be an endeavor that's going to last for a millennium, because these people always want to take what doesn't belong to them, and whatever they can extract from us in the way of taxes, extortion, blood money, you name it, they will continue to do until we put a stop to their mechanisms.
Right.
Period.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to ask a little bit more in-depth question about the shetar, I believe it was.
Jewish shetar.
Is it defined in law?
Yes.
What portion of the law?
I would imagine you'll just get, Marcia, isn't it, well, we learned,
I mean, you say it stems from the Talmud, that's religious law.
Yes, the person I know who's done the most and in-depth research on that is Ralph Wintrode.
Yeah, what a shock.
And he's up in Alaska with 300,000 population. We're going to have to sell Alaska off to get this guy down here.
On some of his property, he's actually had the original shitar returned to him, so he owns property free and clear.
But you have no idea what he had to go through to get it, man.
Yes. Mm.
It was my understanding you had to pay off whatever portion of the public debt.
What are you going to pay it with? You're using the Jewish money. You're using the Federal Reserve notes in your pocket.
The military
which is a promise
script
to pay.
Yeah.
You have to rethink.
Are you certain I don't have coin of the realm?
I'm not certain at all. I'm just asking what you're going to pay it with.
The coin specified by the Constitution.
Hey, what
gold
coin?
And silver.
Whoa. Oh, now that's
gold
a different story.
Silver.
Now that's a different story.
Yeah.
But try to go into your local department store, your local Stop and Rob, and try to pay for a purchase with gold and silver. It's not the species that's in use for trading.
But you can't.
You know what? I've never seen anybody in this old world that would not take in trade gold bullion or coin.
Oh, they intrinsically know it's worth something, but I'm saying as a sane way of dealing with each other, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
Well, and then there are areas where you're suspect if you bring real coin into
there. You may be a terrorist.
Homeland Security.
You may be funding Taliban. Who knows? We'll be right back.
Money.
Thanks for your call, Bill.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine.
All right, we're back, folks, and I just learned that, Marcia, you have a commitment in about 10 minutes.
Yes.
And you've got to skedaddle. Any parting shots here, anything that you wanted to bring out before you've got to go?
No, I just appreciate that Austin is awake as it is. There are not all the parts of the country who even see this as a problem. So, and this problem is bigger than just Austin. It really extends to the whole continent, and what you're doing down there is important for all of us.
All right. Well, Marcia, I appreciate you joining us today, and come back and visit us.
She's
real
not
soon.
Gone yet. Five after the hour.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying goodbyes because a break's coming up, and I'm going to take another call here.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to slide that in.
Okay.
It's called.
Thanks,
and I
do intend to be back down there. I hope to see you soon.
And it
good.
Was it was an unencumbered segment.
Straighten up, John.
Until you got involved. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Don, Desi, hello, everybody.
How
we
you
love
doing?
You all. It kind of brings new meaning to Dave and Joyce's cheer that says, "We will not stop." Okay. I don't think a lot of us are going to stop at these things if they build them. And I'm not the only one around town here that I've heard the statement that, yeah, if you put those things up, we will run them, and we will run them again and again and again, and we will go to court and postpone and get juries and do it again and postpone. We will bog you down.
Yeah.
So heavily with this thing.
Eat out your resources,
well,
tire you out.
Let's do it now.
Be careful being labeled an insurrectionist.
Well, I'm already on that boat.
Well, he's probably going to be shut down. This is Alan from Wheatgrass. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm a big
fan of the network and work real hard to try to help support them over there. You know, John and I talked this morning some about, and this is all just surface stuff. This United Nations stuff. Every time I think I have a handle on reality, you girls blow it.
Sorry, Alan.
It's called ever-expanding your gray matter.
Right. But I told John, you know, if the banks are behind this thing, and they're the ones that are really getting the money. They're getting the big money on
it's
this.
It's the
deal.
World Bank that runs everything.
And
right.
and where they get the right to do this, this would be the same. And I said this would be a great demonstration if maybe some of us covertly get some boards like one of your railroad stoppers, you know, stop the traffic. And stick it out there straight up in the air, and now we could go out there and dress up in United Nations uniforms, right, with our big toll road block with a sign that says 50 cents to pass. Stop
well,
a few cars.
In San Francisco, the United Nations influence was so blatant. I rode one time on the Bay Area Rapid Transit and came up in San Francisco into what used to be called Civic Plaza, where the San Francisco the mayor's is and the Opera Hall and all that. Uh-huh. And I came up out of the BART station onto the street, and right there, flying in Civic Plaza, was the UN flag, and it had been renamed to UN Plaza.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, there are some places where this is happening very, very blatantly, and what just astounded me is that people were walking around in San Francisco totally unconscious of these changes occurring.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be good publicity, though? I mean, if you stopped a few cars, take their 50 cents, and then run off and hide, get the hell out of there. And then let the media get a hold of this, that people in United Nations uniforms are making roadblocks and taking people's money and then running away and hiding.
They would cover that story as far as they could find out that you were protesting something,
yeah.
And you were exposing something that they didn't want to talk about.
We just need a couple people to put their buns on the line out there, you know.
That's right.
We need to stop this now, Alan.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if people are going to understand the charter concept or I don't know what that looks like. I do know that for this battle, they are recognizing that we're coming in there with torches and pitchforks and axes. Okay? Screaming up, we're ready to burn the witch.
Well, I was rereading that story in Bolivia about them taking the water rights, and when they started to march in the streets, it took them 1 week to run the government out and Bechtel out. 1 week. That's all it took them. It took them 17 dead. 170 wounded in 1 week.
My wife and I watched Gandhi last week, and I recommend everybody go get that DVD, take it home and watch it.
Hey, let's hold on.
Yeah,
we got to take the break. Next hour, international shortwave listeners, 99.85 on the dial, We'll be back next hour coming up.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.